Green card giveaway for big tech, backed by NRCC Chair Tom Emmer, may get spotlight in lame duck Congress. By John Binder on November 11, 2022. Beltway lobbyists are hoping a lame duck Congress rams through a green card giveaway for the nation's largest tech conglomerates that would hugely reward them for rapidly outsourcing American jobs to foreign visa workers. The EAGLE Act, a rebranded version of Big Tech's S.386, is sponsored by Representative Zoe Lofgren, DCA, who represents Silicon Valley's tech elite, and has the backing of 75 other House Democrats and 8 House Republicans, including National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, Chair Representative Tom Emmer, RMN. Emmer's office did not respond to a request for comment by Breitbart News. Before all midterm election races are called, Capitol Hill is already abuzz with pressure from lobbyists that a lame duck Congress ought to pass the green card giveaway. Among the most prominent measures, the green card giveaway would reward tech corporations for having imported mostly Indian nationals on H-1B visas to take white-collar American jobs and ensure hundreds of thousands of those visa workers are fast-tracked into employment-based green cards and, in 5 years, eligible for naturalized United States citizenship. Tech corporations would likely be the largest beneficiaries, as only employment-based green cards would likely go to foreign H-1B visa workers under the green card giveaway. For years, American tech workers have told Breitbart News they are terrified of the rapid outsourcing and job discrimination that would ensue as a result of the plan. "The discrimination will become rampant," a retired programmer told Breitbart News in 2018 of nearly identical legislation. Intuit Incorporated, Cisco Systems, Cognizant Technology Solutions, Alphabet Incorporated, Amazon, Apple, Deloitte, IBM, Meta, Intel Corp., and others, as well as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Business Roundtable, and Koch Brothers Network, have all spent years lobbying for the green card giveaway. The Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, which supports lower overall immigration levels to boost U.S. wages, is urging House and Senate Republicans to oppose the green card giveaway. In addition, the green card giveaway would more than double the current rate of available family-based green cards, a maneuver that columnist Joe Gazzardi writes would blow the lid off chain migration, the process where naturalized citizens can sponsor an unlimited number of foreign relatives for green cards to the U.S. This would mean that Mexico, the country with the highest backlog of family-based immigrant visa petitions, would get the largest share of the pie at the expense of other countries, Gazzardi writes. Population-busting chain migration would accelerate. Last month, Lofgren suggested to local media that the green card giveaway should be set for a House vote when Congress reconvenes. Such a suggestion would come after all Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee opposed the green card giveaway. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.